alzheimer's.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Powerful storms sweeping over Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin. In Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines, multiple deaths reported following a tornado that devastated the town.
It was actually all gone. Like, you can't even tell where we live.
Maggie Masker, among those lucky to be alive, but also shocked by the damage. In a move condemned by Israel, Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they will now recognize a Palestinian state. Graceland, the former home of Elvis Presley and one of America's most popular tourist attractions, set to hit the auction block on Thursday morning. That's according to a notice from the Shelby County Chancery Court published earlier this month. The Atlanta area district attorney who is prosecuting former President Trump and more than a dozen others for allegedly trying to overturn the state's 2020 election results has won her party's primary election Tuesday night. District Attorney Fani Willis will take on Republican Courtney Kramer in November. This is ABC News. Apple now says it's planning to ask a federal judge to dismiss the antitrust lawsuit brought against the company by the Department of Justice in 15 states. The suit accuses Apple of using its market share to monopolize the smartphone market. More help for Americans struggling under college debt.
If your debt is being canceled by this move, chances are you already know. These are borrowers, the administration says, enrolled in the SAVE plan, a new kind of repayment plan tied to income. They also include public service workers like teachers, nurses, or law enforcement officials. This is part of a series of moves the Biden administration has taken to lessen student debt after the Supreme Court struck down the president's sweeping $400 billion student debt relief plan. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
A man caught on video jumping off a boat and onto an orca off the coast of New Zealand has been hit with a $600 fine. The man jumped onto the killer whale and a calf. Conservationists calling it, in their words, shocking and stupid. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pecos is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked as if the Brewers were about to lose again when Christian Yelich was at bat, top of the eighth, against the team that traded him to Milwaukee, the Marlins.
1-1, line drive, base hit. Ball game is tied. Contreras might have a chance to score from first. He'll be sent around. Yelich on his way to third. He is safe at third with a two-run triple, and the Brewers have the lead. What a moment for Yelich in his former home.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports. Yelich described what he saw.
I kind of got my doors blown off there with a sinker like the pitch before. That's how hitting goes sometimes. And then I was like, well, probably a good chance I'm going to see that again since I got beat by it so bad and just really wanted to stay inside. it, put a good swing on it, and fortunately it got to the wall. William was able to score, and you know, we kind of tacked on after that.
The Brewers went on to win 7-5. Manager Pat Murphy:
this guy's been doing it a long time. He was raised by the Marlins, and they taught him well.
The series wraps up tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 79, with more rain on the way Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be talking about all the things that are wrong with Justice Samuel Alito and be joined by two reporters from the Journal Sentinel talking housing.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. I hope you can hear us out there, because I know a lot of places are out of power. We didn't have it bad right here in Green Bay. I actually went and stood outside for a while last night, you know, looking to see if something weird was coming. But Todd, I was just reading about the valley, certain pockets of the valley, huh?
Yeah, Fond du Lac got hit really hard last night. Oshkosh kind of got missed. Northern part of Winnebago County, Nina, that area got hit with a tornado warning. And then I guess places like Kimberly and stuff like that had some damage as well.
Trees down and power lines down and everything like that. Did Madison get hit? Seemed like what did you see that they had 16 tornadoes in Iowa? Yeah. Yesterday,
people died.
16. Yeah. And then the hail was so bad. Was it in Iowa or Nebraska? Hail was so bad, it was killing horses. That's the honest to God truth. It's a national story. The hail was so bad, some horses died.
Well, the guy should have put them in the barn.
I know, right?
What an idiot.
I thought the same thing. Oh. Yeah. So, I mean, there was some serious stuff that went through, but that one town I saw.
Too bad horses can't, like, sue.
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, anyway, that makes me sad. I did not hear that.
Yes.
But I know some people did die in Iowa, though.
I know. Really, well, that really one sad town, they finally got video of one of the towns from one of the, I thought of you and Brittany. Storm chasers were providing all
right?
the video.
They were.
The news stations weren't going in. It was storm chasers that was providing the video.
Yeah. You know, those ham radio operators are still really important in times like that.
Right.
Yeah. Because they can always communicate.
They're right there. They see it.
Yep. You're right. But yeah, these storm chasers, again, I mean, they're driving, and there was this, lack of better words, this crap just going through the air like you can't believe, and debris, and just, you know what, you know the only thing I can relate to, or not relate to, where I really understand, holy crap, how powerful those are. I remember a few years ago in Dallas, I think it was, and Schneider has a headquarters in Dallas, and the parking lot looked like a bunch of Tonka trucks that some little kid got mad with his toys and picked them up and threw them and flipped them all over.
Really?
So we see Schneider trucks every single day of our lives.
Yeah.
We know how big and powerful those things are. And to see those completely uplifted, wow. And that's where it's like, ooh, that I can relate to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember yesterday we were talking about how I think there's too much weather on the news. Well, last night it was all weather, which was different because it was a storm and they had a couple meteorologists. But that red line that they said was the dangerous part, it wasn't consistent. I mean, it was heavier in certain areas. So I think we kind of dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we had a little red line, but I think it was like, you know, it rained and you could hear it and see the lightning. But
And I don't think Manitowoc got hit at all. I don't think there was anything north of like Sheboygan County.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think it's just the whole thing went out to the lake, and it was like a half-hour storm. It was moving so fast.
But I don't think it moved through Manitowoc. I think it kind of dissipated there and maybe went over the lake.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the map they showed, the last one. Maybe it changed. I mean, that's one of those things that can go anywhere, anytime. But
watch it that close. But
even Green Bay, power out in a lot of places, right, Todd?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... that's the scary part. But, you know, it was what's good about it, what I liked about it. I mean, I like storms, but it was quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, they said by midnight, it would pretty much, if it didn't hit you, it was going to be gone by then. So. Yeah. Which is cool because I actually met this lady I always ride down the elevator with in the mornings. I said, did you hear any alarms go off or anything? I said, tornado or anything? She goes, no. I said, okay. I said, because, and I was telling her, I said, because, you know, we had the guy from the emergency broadcast network that day. Right. And he said the outdoor towers with the thing aren't really designed for, you know, the people inside the house.
He totally wanted us, everyone, to get.
To have the app.
Or have the app or get a weather radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do I have that app? I mean, just because.
Were you getting alerts last night?
No, I was not. So that's what I was wondering. Because I do get the Amber alerts.
Yep.
But
I thought they overrode that. I didn't know you had to sign up for the app. I thought that was just a thing.
Do you
sign up for the Amber alert?
No,
me either.
Of course not.
You get,
not of course not, but I mean, I wouldn't know how to. I don't know how to do an app.
That's why you meant, of course. I understand that, but I can't believe they would automatically put the Amber alert on his phone and not the weather report.
Right,
but I don't know
that. That's exactly what I was asking.
But I don't know if you had any real warnings up here. You had some watches, right?
I understand. So, but if I wonder if I would have gotten one.
That is true.
I know that I did last night when we had a tornado warning.
But did you, you know, do an app?
I got a couple of different alerts,
would.
Right?
He would. Todd
I
would.
Do.
We.
I like watching the radar.
Yeah, no.
If I pay you next week, would you do me a couple of favors?
What do you need?
I got this great set of, whatchamacallits, for Christmas.
Headsets?
No, the smaller.
Earbuds.
Earbuds.
Oh, yeah?
And, boy, that's so technical.
I know.
Yeah, wow. You're trying to, are they Bluetooth? You're trying to link it to your phone?
No.
Yeah, they are.
They're Bluetooth. What is Bluetooth, Johnny?
I don't know.
So do they have no cords, right?
Right.
They're just okay, that's
but
Bluetooth.
But I walked the trail yesterday, 8,000 steps. Thank
nice
you.
Job.
Wow.
Some lady even commented when I was walking.
Really?
Hey, John Mino, walk the trail, huh? Yeah, I heard you talking about it or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, everybody wears them.
Right.
Everybody wears them. Nobody wears the thing I used to wear. What was it called? The iPod. Nobody has those anymore.
No.
Nobody has the little cassette thing I used to use.
Mine has wires.
Yours has wires. Okay. I don't think mine has wires.
It doesn't. That's yours is Bluetooth.
Yes.
Yeah. I have to plug into my phone.
I don't know what Bluetooth is.
So his phone's in his other pocket and he puts on music and that's the way it works?
So do you put on a radio station?
You can put it on your phone. You've got music abilities on your phone and all that kind of stuff.
I do.
You've got Apple Music, so.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. You're gone tomorrow. You're gone. You're on vacation tomorrow. Yeah,
but get this.
Uh-oh.
No, so I was going to go up to the camp.
Yeah.
And the water pumps out, so there's no water. Like, no water.
Wow. What are you guys doing?
Well, we're going to do a bunch of cleanup, you know, start of the year type thing, burn a bunch of brush, all those kind of things.
Isn't that what weekends are for?
Yeah. But, I mean, I was going to take a couple extra days.
Cause, it's a lot of brush.
Yeah.
And that's up at your brother's place?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's nice of you to do.
Yeah, but no water means, and we don't have I don't mean to be whatever, but we don't have an outhouse anymore. We used to have an outhouse.
Well,
we don't use that anymore.
What are you going to do?
What do you think we're going to do, Jim? You need water.
So you're going to bring water?
No, we're not bringing water. We're waiting for the guy to fix the pump, but I don't think he's going to get the pump fixed this weekend.
I don't know. Johnny, that does not sound. You're taking your wife with you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better. Well, then I don't care.
She wouldn't. No.
No. All right. Well, that makes sense. No. So we got some subs in that for you because you're going to be gone. So
yeah, who you got? Frank here.
Frank's coming in from WB Frank Productions, and then I'm going to wrap another one up today. I just had to get Todd's
okay
on it, and
Frank will be great.
Yes, I'll talk about that tomorrow, and then I'm taking off to Nashville. So
yeah.
Be back.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
These are like jet setters in there.
Yeah, we are.
I'll be hanging out at home all weekend.
We're big time. Big time.
Yeah.
Today is Buy a Musical Instrument Day. Buy a Musical Instrument Day. I would buy drums. That's the only thing I think I could
practice?
Play.
Where are you going to practice?
I would practice in my garage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
You could get one of those electronic kits. That don't make a lot of noise when you play them.
I would like that. Uh-huh. I want to be a drummer. I want to learn one song.
What song?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, maybe Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue.
All right.
That's a good drumming song, don't you think?
Sure.
So that might be my one. Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue.
I wouldn't buy a drum set for that.
Why?
Well, is there places where you can take drum lessons and they provide the drums?
Don't know that.
Well, that's what you should look into.
I know.
Have you ever played the drums before?
Never.
Are you able to do different things with your hands and feet at the same time?
Not a lot.
All right. Well,
yeah, John, that could be tough on you.
We'll get you some maracas.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I was going to get cymbals. So as long as there's two.
I don't think I'm going to do the foot part. I don't think you need the foot part.
You need the bass. Because that's what keeps the bass. So, are you kidding me?
The percussion bass is really important.
It's really important for the guys who are standing in front of you. Yeah. No.
I start scrolling on like Instagram and YouTube, and some of these drummers are just so good.
So good.
Yeah.
I just sit there and go, oh.
That guy we had on last week, even though, it was over the phone or whatever, he was phenomenal. Yeah. Just phenomenal.
I remember this.
One gig. I'm asking for one gig.
Yeah. Buddy Rich was here.
Oh, man.
And I remember Johnny Carson interviewing him and said, who are the top five best drummers? He goes, well, I'm the best, of course.
Me. Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Of course. I'd like to think I'm up there, but
yeah.
So he had a lot of, what's that, confidence or arrogance, whatever
Keith
he
Moon?
Had. I don't even know, you know, that was a long time ago, but
he was very arrogant and tough to work with. Buddy Rich.
Oh, Buddy. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know this?
Well, you know, people record stuff during recording sessions and then some of that stuff leaks out. Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
Going off on his band about how they didn't deserve him. And
wow.
See, that's a kind of, yeah.
But the guy was
good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're right.
Actually, Johnny Carson was a great drummer, too.
Oh, was he?
Yes,
really?
He was.
Is Buddy Rich the guy that used to do impersonations?
No.
You're thinking of Buddy
Rich
Hackett.
Hackett or
Rich Little. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. Rich Little.
He was at the Carlton, too.
Wow.
Rich Little. He was funny. Oh, my God. That guy was funny. I don't know. Is he still living, Rich Little?
No. He died a long time ago.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. He's dead.
No, Buddy Rich died a long time ago.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about Rich Little, the impersonator.
He's 85 years old.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy that, oh, man.
What?
He was hilarious.
People don't do that much anymore.
No.
Comedians don't do impersonations.
No.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? Nobody does impersonations anymore.
Because everybody now in the public spotlight is a caricature of themselves already.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. All right, so it's Musical Instrument Day. I'm going to get a drum, and I'm going to see if I can play one song with the glam band. Or Big Mouth. Big Mouth always wants me to come and sing Sinatra with them.
Yeah,
you know that for a fact. They want me to sing Fly Me to the Moon with them.
Yeah, I have heard them say that, so I'm...
Because they've heard me kind of do it. Fly me to the moon.
Boy, they're going to have to keep...
Let me... What?
Because you're tone deaf, they've got to keep up with you. So they're going to have to keep changing
their
key they're playing in. That's going to be hard for them. They have to. And if
they're professionals, Jim.
Yeah, I know they are. But even if you rehearse, you're going to sing it different the second time. That's the problem with you guys. Is you just if you would sing it tone deaf every time consistently, we could, you know, work around you. But one day you're out there, you start on this note. The next day, same song. So it's just, you know, it's going to be tough on those guys. I would just have you do a cappella. I just let you go out there and embarrass yourself, and I just sit back.
You know what? I wouldn't be the slightest bit embarrassed. I would, in my mind, I'd be killing it.
Well, that's...
I'd be killing it.
Okay.
Killing it!
All right.
We got a lot of stuff going on today. We got some great guests. We got Brian Johnson coming on to talk about that huge city council meeting last night. We got Ben and Deanna Malcor. Love having them come on for Bay Area Realties. They got a special guest about guaranteed rate mortgage. We got Steve Swan, former assistant basketball coach to Dick Bennett, talking about the crazy days. And Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Big show. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Is this your drum?
Yeah.
Like, so you need that bass drum.
Yeah, see, listen to the bass, John. That's the keeping the beat.
I'm doing it.
He's doing like a little kid, you know, with his fork and knife. Just
see that little crossover right there?
I'm not sure what that was.
That was a crossover. Yeah, they call that.
Get the, he hit the cymbal.
You look
which
like
he's
you were stirring some soup. Okay.
He'll get some longer sticks for you.
Like an old man bringing back his soup in the deli.
Todd, if you had to buy an instrument and learn it, one song, what would you buy? What would you learn?
Well, I know a little guitar. I know a little bass. Right. I know drums and piano.
You seem like a guitar guy.
Yeah.
I could see you doing a little thing in a bar.
Like John Denver.
On a stool there, doing this kind of smoky haze.
Starry,
blue
starry
light.
Night.
Yeah.
Are you making fun of me, Jim?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But I could see it. You got the look.
You do. And you'd be, just very chill.
Yeah,
it'd be nice.
I agree.
I know about four chords. So if it's not G, A, C, or D, I'm out.
All right.
But it's amazing what you can do with four chords.
It is, actually.
So.
Don't you ever have to have real long fingers to play guitar?
No.
It helps, I would imagine.
It does help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get the calluses.
That's what helps.
Yeah.
You get those calluses.
I'm amazed when we have people in here and I'm sitting right next to us. I've never seen somebody up close play a guitar. Right. It's amazing how every sound that you hear is somewhere else. You know what I mean? It's like,
and you got to be a little bit ambidextrous to do this. Like the drums, which you're not, but the guitars, and then they pluck the guitar.
I know.
Play. That's
just
pretty cool.
Amazing. Just
when Sunday and Mr. Gessel were in here, just the sounds he was
making
with
that
guitar.
Right, yeah.
It was almost like he had a full group playing with them drums.
That's what I mean. I'm sitting right there next to him looking at that, and it's just incredible. All the respect in the world for musicians. I really mean that. Today's National Solitaire Day. I haven't played solitaire in about 100 years.
I played this morning. I play every
day.
Seriously? Every day.
On the computer?
What? Yeah. Every day.
Or with deck of cards?
If you take my phone, Todd, I'll bet you I'm over, I don't know, 2,000 games.
Oh, my God.
I play,
Can you play that competitively or something?
I don't do that and make the.
But can you?
Yes, and you can join groups. I just play it by myself. But I play a lot of solitaire. And that's the most popular card game, which makes sense.
Well, it's the easiest too, I mean.
No, it's not easy.
Solitaire?
I don't think it's.
Okay, there's a black 10 and I got a red 9. What should I do? I got such a decision to make.
What would you do, John? If there's a red 9 sitting here, you got a black 10, what are you gonna do? Nothing.
I'll put the red 9 on top of the black 10.
Okay, you were showing it looked like the 9 was in the roll.
I think you're making it a little more complicated than it really is, Jimmy.
Okay.
Being honest.
All right. Yes.
Oh, today is National Sherlock Holmes Day. Never read a Sherlock Holmes book.
Oh, my gosh. No. I think you'd love it.
I know. I never have.
Yeah.
Huge fan. Never seen the movies. I tried watching the movie one night. It was terrible.
A lot of that stuff was really cheesy.
Well, it was. Yeah. No. This one was Will Ferrell.
John
C. Reilly.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad. I turned it off. Today is National Maritime Day. Something I'm an advocate for since I'm going to be a boater down the road.
Oh, you should be. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I think the winds today, Todd, are from the south-southwest at 12 to 14 miles an hour.
Let's take a look. Southwest, what did you say?
12 to 14.
17.
17.
Yeah. If you look out there every once in a while, we're getting some
blustery
gusts.
So,
yeah.
John, you should do that 3 miles per hour, or you get $25. You know, like that one.
The yeah, oh, like,
guy
Cameron,
on TV,
like
that,
Cameron.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah. 100. I don't know.
Maybe we should. Yeah.
Because you are.
I'm pretty close.
I never would have guessed that in a million years that you could guess not only the direction, but the wind speed.
So he won't let me do the quarterback contest.
Who won't?
Jim.
Why?
But I don't think it's challenging enough. I don't think it's fun.
Who? I don't know. Okay.
All you
That's
do
interesting.
Is, all you do is, you know everyone. You're going to win, so I don't.
I just know everyone that you've brought to me so far.
Okay, that other guy that was in here challenged you. That we had another place where somebody asked you, and you just, you rattled them off. That would be like asking me. I can name my brothers and sisters. Go ahead.
Okay. No, it's not.
Give me one.
Not quite the same.
Do you have 300 brothers and sisters?
No.
How many do you have?
John, I didn't.
Because I can name your brothers and sisters, too, and give me 4 minutes, they'll know all your brothers and sisters' names.
All right.
We're talking over 65 years of quarterbacks.
You know them all, John.
I know them all. I just know the ones that people have brought up.
What you're saying, Jim, is that we wouldn't have a lot of winners because John is so good, basically, is what you're
right?
saying.
Right? I wouldn't say it like that, but you're right. That's what I'm saying.
You can get stumped.
You're a little bit like Rain Man. You're a little quirky, but boy, do you know that lane.
But what I'm saying is this. What if we did, instead of the $10, it's $100 each time, up to $1,000.
Doesn't change anything.
But all I got to do is get stumped once. It's like, did you see Stephen A. Smith? He said he'd bet he wants to do a one-on-one with LeBron James, and he thinks he could score one basket against him for $10,000. Or maybe it's $100,000.
He's doing that more for him.
But he says anybody can get one against anybody.
Good point.
I think there could be one. Maybe there won't be four winners a day, but there could be one that could win $500.
I don't think you would do this unless you were super confident that you were going to run the table.
I did this 20 years ago on my old radio show.
Did you ever lose?
Twice.
Okay, I guess.
Thanks for your enthusiasm.
And your support. And your mayoral rubber stamp.
Yeah.
I'll just go get coffee. I just don't, again, you understand what I'm saying? I think it would be more fun if even state capitals.
Anybody can learn 50 state capitals.
Okay, name all the presidents. I could do that. Not now, but I used to be able to.
Name the only president. Okay.
Well, that's not the same thing.
No, listen to me. Listen to me, Mr. Politician.
Name the only quarterback that fumbled three times in one quarter.
Tom Brady.
I have no idea. Asking you.
So. Let me just throw this out there. Who is the only president to do what Trump is trying to do right now and succeeded in winning the election, losing re-election, winning election? Who's the only one? Mr. Political Genius.
I didn't say that. Did Roosevelt come back?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I know.
Truman.
You know Todd?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I'll give you a couple of clues.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
First name is a character on Sesame Street.
Yeah, good point.
And the last name is a city in Ohio.
And there's also a very famous major league pitcher who's in the Hall of Fame back in the 20s with the same name.
Okay, let's do...
Jim, what do you got?
Go ahead. We're giving you all kinds of clues.
The cities in Ohio, Grover, Cleveland.
There you go. Very nice.
I went with the cities first.
Yeah.
Okay. Good clue.
Because Sesame Street, though, I did watch that.
Okay. With the kids, I'm
sure.
Those
are good clues, Todd.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think they were in the room. No, I'm just kidding. They were.
Those were good clues.
Okay. Yeah, those were.
Yeah.
But, though, I want to get back to your thing. Can we make it a little bit more challenging for you? Could we ask... You're going to name every quarterback where they went to college. That's what you're going to do.
Since 1957.
Yeah, I think that's cool, but I think you... Okay, this is going to be fun.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to bring the enthusiasm to the party. So I kick it off. Let's see how it goes. I would bet on you, John Mino.
Okay, you're big on geography type things, right?
You know, don't... Yeah.
No, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I like geography.
What's the southernmost state of the 50 United States?
Hawaii?
Very good. What's the westernmost state?
I would think Maine, but let me think about it.
He said, okay, well. What did you say, western?
Yeah.
Alaska.
Yeah, yeah. No.
The most western state, that's Hawaii too?
Mm-hmm. What's the easternmost state?
Hawaii. No, I'm just kidding.
Alaska. Because Alaska goes around that international line, so it's actually considered east.
Yeah.
You want to look that one up?
I am.
For $1,000?
Nope.
Oh, all of a sudden, it's not that easy. You can ask me anything about geography.
I didn't say that. Johnny, that was challenging.
Anything
but
about
I don't
the
think
states.
You're...
You can ask me anything about the states.
All right.
Just throwing it out there. This is a song Big Mouth wants me to sing. In other words...
Baby. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
your rain gauge, and Nassau. Believe it or not, they're both partners in your farming operation. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You may not realize it, but Nassau has been involved in helping production agriculture since the early 70s. They provide a lot of weather-related information to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and have been doing so for big reports like the World Ag Supply Demand Estimates since the 70s. Brad Dorn is the agriculture lead with Nassau, and he says one area they're really focused on now, soil moistures.
Getting better soil moisture information has been one of the key inputs we've been providing to USDA and the Foreign Ag Service from our satellites. And these sensors come from sensors with these big arrays that we've been using for weather forecasting a lot or for motion technology, but now we're using them more and more for soil moisture. But now we're also going to include radar systems. We're going to launch a satellite this year. And we're going to have surface soil moisture observations every couple football fields.
Brad Dorn, one of the agriculture leads with Nassau, working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to fine-tune forecasting and let you know what weather patterns are on the way. We're talking more about weather patterns at our latest planting progress report. Plus, we'll get you up to speed on markets and overnight trade. That's next. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half to 2.11. 40-pound block cheese was down 2.25 at 1.92. And AA butter, that actually gained 2.25 cents to 3.09 1/4 per pound. Red ink this morning, December corn's down 4 at 4.80. November beans down 7 at 12.09. July wheat's down 3 at 6.85. And your June Class 3 milk closed 23 cents lower at 21.23 100 weight. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 79, with more rain on the way Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Give your wardrobe a breath of fresh air and contribute in a meaningful way at Brinkley's Boutique, 419 North Main in downtown Oshkosh. Brinkley's Boutique is named after the owner's granddaughter, Brinkley, who has special needs known as Williams Syndrome. May is Williams Syndrome Awareness Month, and Brinkley's has a number of ways for you to have fun, help raise awareness, and funds for research. To learn more, log on brinkleysboutique.com. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a blustery Wednesday morning. Once again, hope everybody got through unscathed last night. I know it was crazy throughout the Midwest, so not making light of it at all. Hope everybody got through it safe. Right. I know trees down and power down, and like we said, there's even horses that died from the hail in Iowa or Nebraska.
Yeah.
And one town in Iowa was just wiped out. Just wiped out. 16 tornadoes in one day in Iowa. Today's also Safe Sun Week Day.
So basically, wear your sunscreen.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that should have been a couple of days ago. You could have been the poster child.
Oh, yeah, me.
I'm really surprised that you are not just all blistered out.
You kind of said that's gonna happen.
Because you were as red as your shirt. This is no lie. Your face was as red as your shirt. It was, wasn't it, Todd?
I probably had, I'm not kidding, like 10, 12 people reach out to me and say, is Jim okay?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Tell him thank you.
And I said, in which way?
Yeah. Internal, external.
That's not an easy answer.
Yeah. I like the sun.
I know, but, you know, it can.
Yes.
You know. Bob Marley from Jamaica died of melanoma. From his foot.
Okay.
From his foot.
Because his foot didn't get sunburned. Is that what you're trying to say? Why are you bringing up Bob Marley? And
because that's how he died.
I believe he died of melanoma. Yes. That is very, very, very dangerous. My first veterinarian died of melanoma.
Yeah. There's this great quarterback at the University of California back in the 70s. Number one quarterback in the nation. And his senior year, he was up for the Heisman. They thought, oh, man, he's going to be number one pick in the entire NFL draft. And he just wasn't playing well. And they brought him in, and he had a mole removed from, like, his face.
Yeah.
And turned into melanoma.
Yeah.
And he died at 21 years old.
Wow.
He was going to be the number one player drafted in the NFL. His name was Joe Roth, University of California.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. The moles is what you got to watch for. Have you ever had did you do that mole body exam?
I've had it.
Well, that's... Did the guy put on those goggles that are magnified?
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't he look like that cartoon guy with those big old eyes?
Yeah.
Man, that
big
guy.
Bug eyes?
Yeah.
I've had that.
Yeah, people should do that.
Absolutely. No question about it. That is nothing to mess around with.
No, but prevention is the answer to all
that. But wasn't there a theory or a study that came out a couple of years ago that sunscreen wasn't all that good for you? Did you see that? Do you remember that, Todd?
I wonder if it was because of chemicals or something like that.
Yeah. No. But I remember, when I was a kid, we'd put, you know, Hawaiian Tropic or baby oil, and the girls would lay out.
The baby oil was big.
Baby oil, and they would just lay out and lay out, and unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, so if it's National Safe Sun Week.
What is the safe thing these days? I don't even know.
I mean, you want to go out in the sun. You want to go to the beach, right?
Well, I know, but I mean, how many?
Like hours?
No. Well, that too, but what power of sunscreen are you supposed to wear now? SF? Was it SF? SF?
Yeah, like 10, 20, isn't it? Is that the number?
That's what I mean. I don't know what it is anymore because it's changed over time.
Doesn't it depend on your skin?
I don't know.
Like the Italians probably don't have to wear something as like
experts say between 30 and 50 SPF is what you want.
30 to 50?
Yeah.
That's high.
Yeah.
50 is like really high. That's like putting Crisco on you.
Well, the opposite.
Why?
So 50, 50 blocks it. More.
No. But I mean, as Crisco would be like, you know, you wouldn't be able to, nothing would penetrate it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think that would burn.
Yeah, I thought that would be like putting that baby oil on.
Oh, would it?
I don't know.
Crisco used to have from the can. Oh, my God. I got to do this experiment.
Nobody ever puts Crisco.
No. Okay, whatever. Forget about that. Move on. We're moving on. Moving on. Here's the thing I saw on the internet that I want to try to do.
Okay. It's on the internet.
It's the best. Like if you're going hiking. And you get lost in the mountains, and it's wet, and you got to build a fire. It looked like the greatest personal thing you can carry with you to get a fire going and having it burn so hot until the stuff dries out, you can't believe it. So this guy, he took wood shavings, just shaved off a bunch of wood, okay? So I think I could use a block planer. Wood shavings. Then Vaseline. And he mixes them together, wood shavings and Vaseline. Then he takes an empty toothpaste container, cuts the bottom part open, okay, cleans it out of all the toothpaste, fills it up with a mixture of Vaseline and wood shavings. then folds it over and like solders the thing. So you basically got a tube of toothpaste, right? You take that, you squirt out a little bit about the, as much as you do, and you light that, and that will burn so hot and for so long, you can't believe it. I want to try that. We can do it live on the air even.
Wow.
Have you seen, has anybody out there seen that?
I don't know why it's you would a, ever
because
need
if
that.
You're going hiking,
okay, there's
Jim,
four things you got to go hiking, you got to get lost.
Yeah, because nobody ever gets
in the mountains.
Nobody ever gets lost hiking. Good
I don't
point,
think
Jim.
So.
No,
I don't
hardly
think so.
Ever. Yeah.
Get your phone.
Couldn't you use that though, like to start a campfire
absolutely,
or whatever?
Absolutely, 100%. It's
That's
great for starting a campfire.
That's interesting.
See all the work that went into that? Why don't you just get some lighter fluid?
Oh my God. That doesn't always start right away. I have a hard time starting.
I don't like lighter fluid. Lighter fluid is
there's an art to it. There's a real art starting a campfire. You want me to know? You want me to tell you what the key is?
What is it?
It's kindling.
Well, besides that, though, Jim, could I finish?
Sure.
This is something I'm an expert at.
That is You're true. I'll give you that. You grew up in
We had campfires almost every night in the summer when I was a kid. Okay?
Is that to get your heat. Okay.
Here's the deal. You got to make sure the air comes from the bottom. You got to make sure the air comes from the bottom. You got to start out with the teepee. Yes. You got to go teepee. Because people sometimes just try to lay it flat, lay it horizontal.
No,
that won't work. All the oxygen has to feed from the bottom up.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody doesn't know that. I've been to a million campfires where people are struggling to get it going, and they just got the logs laid across.
That's okay. Wow. I didn't know that. We had fires. I didn't camp. We had fires like every day. My dad would make us build him a fire. He'd come home and he'd say, he's building a fire. And
outside or in a fireplace?
A fireplace.
Completely different.
No, it's not the same thing.
No, because you've got it. You got the draw. The draw automatically provides oxygen coming from that because you got the heat that stays right within it. Totally different from being outside on a cold night and you have to get a fire going.
Did you have a grate in your fireplace?
Yes.
So that lifts the logs up automatically,
absolutely,
which allows air underneath.
Yes.
So
that's why they're grates.
You wouldn't build a teepee in a
fireplace. Why don't we do this one day, Jim? Why don't we go back here?
And you guys build whatever we want.
You and I see who builds a better campfire. Outdoor, and it'd be a cold, windy, nasty day. And you know what? We have to stay out there for 6 hours, and that'll be our only source of warmth.
Pass.
Yeah, of course you would. All right.
He's on the phone with the fire chief.
Yeah.
Hey, come on here and shut
the fire. Quick, quick, quick. How do you do this? How do you do this? And there's a bat out here. Come get it. Happy birthday, Naomi Campbell, supermodel. Happy birthday, Johnny Gill. Was Johnny Gill the country singer?
No.
No. I'm thinking of Mickey Gilly.
Johnny Gill, rub me the right way, rub you the right way. Back in the 80s.
Sounds country.
I don't know that song. Johnny Gill. I know the name, but
I'll
can't
pull it up for you.
Was he country though, or
no?
Here's your drum.
Yeah, so that's Johnny Gill.
No, Johnny.
Sorry.
Never.
Bernie Taupin, is that the doc from Love Boat?
So he is the lyricist. No. He worked with Elton John on all of Elton John's big hits.
Okay.
Bernie Taupin. Yep.
I know that name.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll bet you Bernie's sitting on some cash.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wow.
You think?
You know, when you take that tour in Nashville and, you know,
can I just read a quick thing here?
Yep.
Quick text in regards to what we're talking about?
Oh.
Is that all right?
Oh, jeez.
From my buddy Mike?
From your mom?
Who's a big-time hiker in the mountains, climbed Mount Everest and all these things. Okay.
He climbed Mount Everest?
He climbed Mount Everest.
You see that guy that did it 30 times?
Did you see where they found that guy dead the other day?
Well, there's still people out there. Yeah.
And then they found a hiker dead in Colorado who was a Marine.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, in the Colorado mountains. It happens, Jim, because they didn't have fires. So anyway, here's what Mike says. We used Vaseline on a cotton ball up in the mountains, small and very light to carry.
What do you use it for?
To get the fire started.
Oh. I didn't know Vaseline was flammable.
I didn't either.
Petroleum, right?
Yeah.
Petroleum.
Yeah.
Because when you're way out in the mountains like that, okay, unless you got a good hatchet with you, a good axe type thing, it's tough to find kindling. It's tough to make kindling to make it smaller.
Yeah, I would. Well, you just break up the branches.
But sometimes they're too covered with snow and everything like that. And if they're still living, if they're not dead.
Well, then I know. I wouldn't do that.
Then you're not going to.
There's a lot of dead trees up there. Okay, well, I don't know, John. That Vaseline thing.
We're
going to
try that live on the air.
I want to try that.
I'm going to try it too. Let's both try it, see who does it better. Todd, you in?
I don't think we should do that in here.
I will be the judge.
I don't think we should do that in here.
We'll do it outside.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll do it out there by the river.
Too safe doing it.
Oh, by the way, remember the other day I said the first time I walked through the trail or walked through the underground pass here by the trail behind us? And I said, those fish are so cool. And their eyes light up.
They've been there for 25 years. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Walked through it yesterday. The whole trail thing in there, graffiti covered. Just like the skating park down there, right behind the police station.
Really?
Yeah. 3 days in a row, that got hit by graffiti. Yeah. But it's like, oh, this is such a nice thing with those mounted fish and everything.
Yeah.
Graffiti now all over the tunnel. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah. So, but anyway.
All right.
Part of.
Well, we got that graffiti hotline, and you call it. Oh, I don't know if we still do. We did. And then they come and there's a.
But isn't there a coating you can put on before? So that graffiti, you could just wipe graffiti right off? Isn't there some kind of a coating?
This stuff takes it right off.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like
graffiti. But then they could come out again the next night and do it again.
It's like graffiti remover.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's too bad. Because that is a great
trail. It's beautiful. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. But I want to say this. So much goose crap. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah. Yeah. You should drive on. When I drive home, they're just crossing the street.
Isn't there something you do to get rid of that? I mean, they're like lined rats. Up. Yeah. They're like rats. Now, they're an urban menace.
No, they have their babies now. So
I know.
You really got to be careful. I mean, people wait. You know, they just wait it out. Some people might think that's cool, but they are.
Why is it cool that the entire walkway is covered in goose crap?
Oh, yeah, that I don't. I was talking about. I think it seems
unhealthy. Like that could be a disease spreader type thing, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think, yes, that should be clean, though.
It's not. It's gross. It really, I mean, you got to keep your head down the whole time when you're walking. And they're right there next to you.
Yeah, what are those
things? You know, so if you go to, like, shoo them away or kick them or something, they're like, ah, ah, ah.
Yeah.
So,
like the street sweepers, you know, but there's just a, you know, the thing to clean up the trail.
I don't think they do it. I really and truly don't. It seems like it's all part of the asphalt now. It's just, yeah. Mm. Any walkers out there or bikers on that trail?
Well, John, I'm not doubting that. I think it's more
this,
like.
It's this one part. Where those office buildings
behind,
are for some reason.
Totally right there.
Then it kind of really fades away. But I don't know why. I mean, they're out there with their babies right in the lawn of these businesses.
Yeah. No, that's exactly where they cross the street and everything.
And by Fox Harbor, right behind Fox Harbor?
Yeah.
In fact, I think Fox Harbor had a guy out there yesterday just keeping them from walking.
Oh.
No, to keep them from walking on their patio. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it was. There had to be 100 geese there yesterday. And all out there with their babies and doing the whole thing.
Put up a toll booth.
Something, but what can you do? Isn't there something they can do that would repel geese?
Well,
and I know a lot of people out there probably like, oh, they were here before you, Mino, blah, blah, blah. I just think it might be a health concern with all that crap.
To get them out of the area or off the trail?
Off the trail, at least. Because I know they destroy golf courses, parks. I mean, I wouldn't want a little kid. I wouldn't take my granddaughters walking down there with all that stuff.
Oh, they would like that.
They would hate that.
No,
they get it on their shoes and everything.
Get some corn. No,
oh,
they would,
God.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
can't they just go live out in the woods, live peacefully out in the woods someplace?
That's been years that they've been living at the trail. And,
but why do people feed them? I mean,
that's a good question.
Why there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Shouldn't
they
be out in a farm field someplace and eating corn?
I don't think we've had people say get rid of the geese.
Oh, maybe a lot of people have said that.
Get rid of the geese waste. But I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know a lot of people, man. How are you get rid of this goose problem in Green Bay?
Jeez, okay.
I'm telling you, Jim.
Walk into any establishment, that's what people are talking
about.
Yeah, that's
absolutely. It. I got the paper in front of me here. Oh, my God. Look at front page, top fold.
I got numerous texts from people.
numerous. But you deleted them since then.
Numerous. Because there were so many, it blew out my thing. It really did. It overloaded
I think we should look for a way to keep the geese off the trail. I think that's an interesting thing. Put maybe little air horns along there or
something.
Chicken wire.
Something.
Not chicken wire. That would be ugly.
Something.
Fishing line.
Yeah.
Because I think they're afraid of fishing line.
Well, they're
line.
Afraid of it because they don't see it.
Right.
And then they hit it and they're like, oh, what's up with this?
So that.
Quick poll. Can we do a quick poll today?
Sure.
Do we have a geese problem in Green Bay, yes or no?
The answer is yes, John. What are you going to do about the geese problem? That's what I want to know.
I'm just saying. Can't have a season?
It's in the city.
All right.
Nope. Can't have a season.
Well, they have that in some areas for deer hunting.
Oh, they do. Green Bay has that.
Do they?
Bow and arrow. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they become a nuisance.
Yep.
To the point where it's like, okay, but now you're a nuisance.
Yep. And that you can, I mean, over by Shelter Creek, which are probably some of the nicest homes in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah. You know what? There was a dead deer on Bellevue yesterday, right by Sammy's Pizza. I mean, Frank Pat's Pizza. Honest to God. All right. We're going to start a quick break. Big show coming up. Stay with us.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a blustery Wednesday morning. Weekend looks pretty good, though, doesn't it? At least Monday. I'm going to a Memorial Day thing. Some ceremonies in O'Connell Falls on
Remember
Monday.
We used to do those in like 4 in a day?
Yeah, I think I did every cemetery and every right. location around here over the last 20 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just honored to do them.
Oh, me too. But I always like that.
Yeah.
That's a great. And just to remind.
Fort Howard Park Cemetery used to do a great one.
Yep. But just to remind people why we're celebrating. And they can go out after and have fun, but I think they got to take that time to go to a cemetery. And there's
yeah, and
a lot
another,
of them out there.
And the Vietnam vets have always done a good one too. Downtown. And I was talking to one lady whose son was killed in Vietnam. And boy, they made sure they always got a donation because it was the actual Vietnam vets themselves who led the way to honor Vietnam vets who died and even who struggled. So I think that was a pretty cool thing that, you know, they
at
they
the look, Neville.
They looked right out, next yeah, to that. Right
that,
behind
yeah,
it
that's,
there.
That was a good one. That
yeah.
chaplain who has. I've been the chaplain for 35 years, I think. He spoke at the city council last night about those tiny homes.
Did he?
Yeah, I just.
I'm really anxious. Brian Johnson is coming on in just a few minutes. He was at the city council last night to talk about that.
He better be. He's our alderman.
and
represents
some
us.
Other things we got going on. So looking forward to having Brian on. The poll, do we have a goose problem? Yes, 60%.
It should be higher.
I'm surprised it's not higher, too. Yeah. I am. I'm surprised it's not higher.
Yeah.
I think that would, I should be about 90. I don't know if Todd's
what do you mean,
calculating
I should be?
It
we
right.
We all agree that there's a problem. I think if you have a solution to, and I just want to keep them off the trail. I don't mind them being on the grass. That becomes fertilizer anyway.
Yeah.
But the trail is, didn't we talk about that one time? It's like the most used trail in Northeast Wisconsin
or maybe even
Wisconsin. It's just unbelievable how many people work that trail. And then with all the events that are going to start up pretty soon, Fridays on the Fox and, I think we have to talk about that. But there's probably more important things, but that is something that should be done.
Yeah, but I still think it could be a health hazard.
Right. Well, yeah.
I really do.
Well, I don't know how.
Would you want to walk on the trail and then walk into your house?
I wear shoes.
In the same shoes?
But I would. Yeah, we have like a, it's called a mat, John. It's in front of your house.
Not everybody has one, Jim.
Your shoes.
Not everybody was there.
A lot of people take their shoes off when they go in the house. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, I don't think it's a
all
hazard.
Right, just throwing that out there.
Okay, all right, move on.
Other stuff moving on in the world today. You know, it's another one of those things where Green Bay it's on the front page of the paper. Green Bay makes best places for the second year.
Yes.
Okay, which is great, which is wonderful.
Top 20.
Top 20, phenomenal, fantastic. Then the other story is just a hideous murder in town. I mean, there's, if people ever think this is, Oz, where nothing bad happens, it's like, boy, there's a dark side in this community as well.
Yeah. But statistically, and I know one's too many, but our homicide rate is very, very low.
I know that.
Very, very low when it comes to a city of 100,000 people. I mean, there's people that have 18. We've never had that many.
I'm just saying, it's, you know, there's also some bad people.
Well, and this guy's such a creep, and but this is old too, right? Didn't they find this?
Couple of years now, isn't it? Yeah. I know.
You know, we're talking on break, Todd. I wonder what you think about this. We can't get political on this show, but do you believe in the death penalty? Do you support that? You don't ask? Because I do, but.
I do too.
Let me think about it for a second. Okay. I'm going to let our guest in. And
okay.
We'll talk to our alderman about it.
Yeah.
But you were saying that one appeal, and it's you have to live on death row for 15 years.
That's what I mean. Some of them are like 15 years. Yeah. And the reason I say that is I had a very close friend murdered.
Well, yeah.
Very close friend where I literally cleaned up the crime site.
Ugh, that's too close.
Yes.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's, you know, when something hits you that hard, I'm glad that guy ended up taking his own life, murderer.
Right.
But it would have bothered our entire family if he had stayed. Our taxes
watch TV
were paid for him
and,
to, yeah, I'll
eat
be honest
three meals
with you.
A day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that you do that for, that would bring some closure, but I couldn't even read that. What
I know.
Did
you
to
just,
that girl. It's just
disturbing.
Like, yeah. But I think people should, I believe in the death penalty, and I think they should die the way their victim did.
Okay.
So if they got shot in the back of the head at long range, which never happens, that's the way you want to go, right?
Yeah.
Not here, but some of these other hideous things.
I know. I mean, hideous.
Let's
and anything let's, against a kid is just.
Great.
Yeah. Just, yep.
Okay, we got to move on.
All right.
So we
all
got.
Right. We could do a whole show on that.
Today's special feature.
The death penalty.
Sage is going to call. You guys,
guys lighten up a little bit.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Hey,
and,
I don't know if people want to wake up to that.
Get back to discussing whether or not you should guess quarterbacks from.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And if Milo should be a drummer.
Right.
And all that kind of stuff.
It's
how much sunscreen we should wear.
Did you come up with.
Who builds a better fire?
Well, no, I had asked Todd. Today is buy a musical instrument day.
Yeah.
What would you buy, and then what song would you play? And you would buy a drum set and play, was it Cheap Trick?
Girls, 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 Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
I can't do anything that you have to blow into.
No, me neither.
Really?
You know what would be fun for me? I think these guys that have keyboards and they do some recording and they can actually do drums on the keyboard and all that, and then they layer it all together. I would like that kind of setup.
Yeah.
And I'd just make some really bad music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think I kind of look cool as a drummer. Don't you?
Because
I wouldn't be like the pretty boy guy who's the lead singer. Yeah,
absolutely not.
And right. Whatever. No, you'd be back
Todd,
there.
Thank you.
No, you'd be back
way
there.
Way to jump in on that one right away, Todd.
Well, it was low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
So I had to go for it.
That one was on the ground.
I just gave that one to
picked
Todd.
Picked it up and
yes.
Yeah, threw it in the rotten apple bucket. Okay, I don't have the look of a lead singer in a glam band thing.
Well,
okay,
they
admit that.
They dress up.
I know they do.
Yeah, but
I think I could
day,
look like a drummer.
But back in the day, like, if you were talented, you didn't have to have the look. If you were a great guitarist, if you were a great singer, like, think of the Mamas and the Papas. Did anybody other than Michelle look great in that group?
Right.
No, they were all pretty average. Mama Cass had a little weight. But they were talented.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, they were good looking.
Yeah. But they were like folk singers.
Yeah.
I'm talking if you're kind of rocking it a little bit.
Jim
better
Croce.
Be.
Oh. You know what? He's
don't
right
say
though.
That. I had Jim Croce hair. I think I could have looked like Jim Croce.
That goes back to my original comment, though.
Oh, good point.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You just
what I'm saying
tricked
is,
me and took me right around.
He did, man.
He did.
Just,
that was
you're
very.
Still sleeping, Johnny?
Yeah, hey, let me tell you something. You know what you're doing, Todd. You know what you're doing. Wow. That was very. Wow. What an ambush that was.
We're sending you off because you're gone for the next 5 days.
We're going to miss you.
So, we just want to make sure you don't forget about us. So, we're going to give you a few digs before you.
No, you're doing well.
On your way. Yes. That was the plan. That is the plan.
Yes.
So,
okay.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Brian's going to come in.
We got Brian coming on. We got Ben and Deanna Malcourt coming on. We got Steve Swan coming on. He's going to be really interesting as well, talking about life as a former college basketball coach versus these days. And Terry Barr, one of our favorite people with a slice of Wisconsin. Good stuff coming up, folks. You're done with me and the mayor for a while. No more talking about assassinating geese.
But you don't get the death penalty.
All right. It's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy, morning trouble. You see, you stand about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about the Postal Service. Journal Sentinel reporter John Dietrich and Dr. Laura Hanks for public service announcement. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Save big money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Spring is here, meaning time for outdoor projects. Cabot Australian Timber Oil is perfect for decks, siding, and outdoor furniture while providing maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency. Save big money on Cabot exterior stains to get your staining project started today. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.